My name is Chris Larson, State Senator from the 7th Senate District, which includes the area, the east side of Milwaukee, Bayview, St. Francis, Cudahy, South Milwaukee, and Oak Creek. Thank you for holding this hearing. Thank you for hearing from the public, although I wish you would have done it in person so that there would be a public notice and more people would be able to participate as mandated by law. But here is my testimony. Commissioner Staff of the Public Service Commission, thank you for your attention to this important matter. I speak to you not only as a We Energies customer and a member of the Wisconsin State Senate, but on behalf of people across Wisconsin who have communicated to me their worry and fear about the development of hyperscale data centers. This worry and fear transcends political divides and income brackets. Residents and small businesses alike fear that these data centers will fundamentally alter and potentially destroy our Wisconsin way of life. And with good reason. The scale of the proposed development is unprecedented. Just two of the announced data centers would require more electricity than all current residential customers in Wisconsin combined. Wisconsin now sits at the center of a national debate surrounding data center development. Too often, this debate is framed as a false choice. That our state must prioritize economic growth or meet our clean energy and climate goals. This is simply not true. In reality, Wisconsin can and must be a leader in pursuing both, advancing economic development while accelerating a just transition to affordable, reliable, clean energy in a way that does not harm residents' health, economic security, or the environment. Large-scale projects like the one under consideration should not compromise Wisconsin's climate goals by delaying the closure of coal plants, justifying the construction of new methane gas plants, or expanding any fossil fuel infrastructure. Instead, these centers, as befits the energy systems of the future, should prioritize renewable energy sources, including wind, solar, battery storage, and geothermal technologies. The Public Service Commission, along with the Wisconsinites across the state, stands at a crossroads. One road leads towards utilities and tech companies seeking to maximize profits from the AI boom by shifting their costs onto our neighbors' shoulders, harming our health and our planet in the process. The other road requires massive data centers to pay 100% of their costs, including transmission, fuel, and infrastructure, while prioritizing clean energy and Wisconsin's communities. Since the PSC, by its very name, exists to serve the public, this should be a no-brainer. So, why am I here making this testimony on behalf of my neighbors and community? It's because people across Wisconsin are increasingly suspicious that the Public Service Commission is being influenced by the wealth, power, and steamrolling tactics of large data center developers. And based on the record, those concerns are justified. Let's examine the process outlined in an actual data center application. Although We Energies has promised that customers will take it on at no cost, the utility clearly states that very large customers, such as Microsoft and Vantage, will be required to cover only 75% of their costs. That leaves everyday Wisconsinites to subsidize the remaining quarter for billion-dollar corporations. Furthermore, the proposal requires that 100% of fuel cost used by a capacity resource, such as a gas plant, be covered entirely by ordinary Wisconsin ratepayers. So let us stand at this crossroads and look down at each road to see where it leads. The first road, shifting rate increases onto our people, is dark and polluted. Without clear requirements that these data centers be powered by clean energy, profit-driven corporations will predictably build additional expensive fossil fuel infrastructure that we'll be stuck with for decades. The result will be worsened air and water pollution with real and measurable consequences. Extensive research shows that air and water pollution directly harms the lungs, heart, and other vital organ systems, increases rates of premature mortality, reduces life expectancy and exacerbates mental health impacts. Pollution also accelerates climate change, leading to more frequent and severe weather events, such as the massive flood of August 13th last year, which caused millions of dollars in damage across Wisconsin. The 2018 floods alone resulted in $24 million in damages, and we're still waiting for the totals from last August. Sarah Jensen, a registered nurse at the clinic in Kenosha, sees these costs firsthand. She witnessed rising rates of asthma and other respiratory conditions in children living near We Energies' fossil fuel infrastructure. She and many others are deeply concerned about the construction of two methane gas plants in Oak Creek and Kenosha. Similar concerns have been raised regarding Meta's proposed data center in Beaver Dam. While Meta's name is obscured in the PSC record, the company itself publicly announced the project on its own website. The second road, requiring data centers to fully own their infrastructure costs, leads somewhere very different. Under this approach, all hyperscale data centers, 20 megawatts or greater, would be responsible for the full build and lifetime costs of their facilities. These centers would be recognized, be required to prioritize new clean energy and battery storage to protect the health and well-being of Wisconsinites living nearby and those living farther away because air pollution does not respect artificial zoning boundaries. This road includes an energy impact fund, fair wages for construction workers, a requirement that data centers bring 100% of their own renewable energy, and full transparency regarding energy, water, and resource use. This road may have clouds, to be sure, but overall it is open, clean, and bright. Clean air and clean water surround us. Our state has the energy it needs, and Wisconsinites can stride confidently toward the future, knowing we are doing right by ourselves, by our children, and by generations to follow. The Public Service Commission's mission is to ensure safe, reliable, and affordable utility service for the people of Wisconsin. It is clear that none of these goals are met by traveling the first road. All of them are met by choosing the second. Why should Wisconsin ratepayers, many of whom already struggle to pay their utility bills each month, and I hope other folks will testify to that effect, why they should be forced to shoulder additional higher costs to make things easier for massive hyperscale data centers owned by billionaires who live in other states? Why should Wisconsin families subsidize big tech corporations whose shareholders and CEOs reside elsewhere? In short, why shouldn't these data center companies pay 100% of their construction and energy costs when they reap 100% of the profits? Once again, I urge the Public Service Commission to do what is best for the people of Wisconsin and deny We Energies this attempt to shift the proper burden of energy costs onto hardworking Wisconsin families. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks, Senator.